From Live to Legend, legendary guitarist Bo Diddley passed away in his Florida home yesterday. He was 79. If you haven't heard Bo Diddley, well, you don't live on planet Earth, because the iconic sounds of Bo Diddley are everywhere in popular music. Here in the studio is Jack, the Martini Cowboy Grace. Jack, where did that riff come from?
The riff comes from him trying to learn a Gene Autry song. He just couldn't get it right, and this is what came out of him, and that is the real story. All his other versions as we know, he says a lot of things, but that's the truth.
So, Adora, here. This is the Bo Diddley riff.
I'm listening. We've all heard that.
Yeah. Now, here's the Who doing it, okay? Every day I get in the queue. You know that song, Magic Bus? Magic Bus. To get on a bus that takes me to you. Too much
Magic Bus. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Even the Brits can do it.
Even the Brits can do it. You know, the funny thing is for someone who is, I guess you'd call this sampling. I mean, everyone ripped off his riff, but Bo Diddley didn't get any direct benefit from it.
This is where we reach a problem in covering people's art, in that you can't really copyright a drum beat, a beat, a groove. So all these people covering this, they're taking his beat, but it doesn't cover it in songwriting and copywriting. So
that's extraordinary to me, because not only you hear it in the Who, we also hear it.
We got George Michael.
George Michael.
Here's
you.
A very famous George Michael. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
I mean, that was an international
smash. It's an old ladies' weekend
smash.
Here on the Takeaway.
I'm thinking that George Michael should write a check. That's what I'm thinking.
But even if Bo Diddley didn't directly benefit from all the people who ripped him off, including Elvis, he said Elvis ripped him off in the very beginning. Certainly the homages and the tributes to Bo Diddley were fast and furious, especially in the last. I mean, he opened in the last two decades. He opened for The Clash. The Clash described Bo Diddley as being totally influential. And he was even the subject of you were spouting this morning, the Nike commercial. I think we have that off of YouTube. It's Nike.
You don't know Diddley.
That's Bo Jackson, I think.
Jackson. Yeah. And then you had Michael Jordan was in that.
Gretzky was in that?
Yes, Gretzky was in that. It was a 1989 Nike commercial. Bo Diddley has just seemed to manage to find his way into every aspect of our pop culture. Continued to tour until last year
when he got ill. Moving. You're talking about an underrated father of rock and roll. I mean, we've got Hound Dog from Elvis, but this man invented a groove and a beat and a bunch of songs. That is starting rock and roll.
What do you make of that crazy guitar he had? The box-looking weird
There's a great
guitar.
Story. The way he actually came up with that guitar was that he once fell and hurt his groin on a big Gibson hollow body guitar and designed the rectangular guitar to save himself.
Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
Well, you want to take us out?
Absolutely.
Everybody covered Bo Diddley. What's your favorite cover? Bo Diddley, who died yesterday at age 79. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What's your favorite cover song for any reason, any genre, any music? You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Goodbye, Bo. Wherever you are, rest peacefully now.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.